U.S. Navy reactivates its Atlantic Sextant Fleet. With tensions between NATO and Russia rising, the U.S. military is reestablishing the U.S. Second Fleet, a Cold War command disbanded in 2011, to patrol the North Atlantic and face a resurgent threat from Russia. The Second Fleet will provide forces along the U.S. East Coast and in the Northern Atlantic Ocean, according to Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson, who made the announcement Friday, May 5th, during a change of command ceremony in Norfolk. The Second Fleet Command was disbanded as a cost-saving measure under the Obama administration in 2011, and its asset and personnel dispersed within the Navy. Before it was disbanded, the Second Fleet played a key role during the Cold War years, with operations in the North Atlantic and supporting U.S. naval forces in the Mediterranean. Russian submarine activity is at its highest level since the Cold War, according to NATO and U.S. officials. Russia recently sent a spy ship up the east coast of the United States, and the country announced plans to develop an underwater nuclear-armed drone. Russian planes and ships have in recent months made multiple incursions in the North Atlantic close to the airspace and territorial waters of U.S.-NATO allies, including Britain. NATO naval officials in late 2017 also reported Russian submarines probing undersea data cables in the North Atlantic. The decision to reactivate the Second Fleet followed increasing threats in the Atlantic from Russia. Officials familiar with the decision told USNI News, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said in January, the United States is facing growing threats from China and Russia, and warned that the U.S. military's advantages have eroded in recent years. The Second Fleet, disestablished in 2011, conducted military exercises with NATO, trained and certified ships and crews for deployment, provided humanitarian assistance, and conducted disaster response missions. The fleet also oversaw the blockade of Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis, rescued Americans in Grenada during the Operation Urgent Fury in October 1983, and trained and certified half the U.S. fleet for Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm. The Defense Department also announced Friday that U.S. officials offered to host and lead NATO's newly proposed Joint Force Command for the Atlantic at Norfolk.